Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Lamed. Umiyam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Achi. The Gemara questions the Brisa that quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying that the food needed for an Erev of a glutton is just what a normal person would eat, and not the massive amounts that a glutton eats. After all, with regard to Softa Malatze, it's the idea that a dead body in a house will cause all the viable doorways to become Tame. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that if you have a giant dead body, like the size of Og Melech HaBashan, it's only going to be Matame those doorways that the body can actually fit through, and not normal sized doorways. So we see that the halacha customizes to the person, and we don't just go with the average. The Gemara answers that the two halachas can't be compared, because the halach of Tumah has to be based on where do we actually think the body's practically going to be removed through, which is only possible in a large doorway. But the halach of Erev may be defined by what's considered normal, and not by any practical consideration that's going to happen. Even Rabbi Shimon Elazar may admit that a four tefach wide doorway can become Tumah from the presence of a giant dead body in the house, when all other doorways are smaller, because you assume, Kika Maravach, Bahuka Maravach, if you're going to expand one doorway, as opposed to any other, obviously you're going to choose the largest doorway to expand to be able to fit the body of Og Melech HaBashan through. Hanodim men mazon mutter b'mayim melech. Mishnah said somebody takes a neder not to have mazon is allowed to have water and salt, implying that all other food would be considered mazon. At first, the Gemara assumes that our Mishnah disproves Rav and Shmuel, who both hold that we can say bari minim mazonos and foods that come from the five grains. However, which implies that anything that's not from the five grains is not mazon. And our Mishnah says anything other than water and salt is mazon. However, the Gemara rejects this proof because our Mishnah may be speaking about a neder not to have anything that satisfies, not about anything that strengthens. And foods other than salt and water do have the ability to satisfy, just not to sustain. Ironically, salt and water have the ability to sustain. That's what an IV drip normally is. When Rabbi Yochanan ate incredible amounts of peros ginosar, he expressed that he was satisfied, but that he was not strengthened. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna holds that if a person takes a shavua not to eat bread, Shvua shelo ochel kikarzu, the bread can still be used as nerv. But if he said kikarzu a lie, that the bread should be asubana to him, he cannot make an erev with it. The Gemara finds support for Rav Huna in one version of Rabbi Elazar's statement, where he also distinguishes between shvur shalo ochel and kikarzu a lie. But the brisa seems against Rav Huna, because when searching for a case of bread that cannot be used for an erev, the brisa says that kikarzu hekdish in ma'arva loba lefishem ravim bekdesh. So only if a person makes the bread hekdish, he's not allowed to use it for an erev, since we don't use hekdish for an Erev. Now, if the Braisa really agreed with Rav Huna that an Erev cannot be made when he says Kikarzu Alai, the Braisa should have chosen that example of Kikarzu Alai rather than introducing a new case of Hegdish. Marvel and Nazir B'ayin. The Mishnah said we can make an Erev with wine for a Nazir who cannot drink wine. There are two versions of Beishamai's opinion, both of which are against our Mishnah. The first version of Beishamai is that although we can make an Erev with food on Yom Kippur, we cannot make an Erev with wine for a Nazir, because the Nazir couldn't even drink the wine before Shabbos started, whereas people may eat food on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Kippur. Second version of Beishamai is Hananya's understanding that Kol Atzman Shel Beishamai Lo Yimodim Be'erev Ad Sheyotzi Mitasa V'Kol Klei Tashmisha L'Sham. Beishamai hold that the only way to make an Erev is by bringing out all the utensils that he would need on Shabbos. Sumcha Somer Bechulin. While the Tanakama holds that an Erev can be made for a Nazir with wine and for a Yisrael with Truma, Sumchas holds that a Yisrael can only have an Erev made with Chulin, but agrees that a Nazir can have an Erev that's made with wine. So the reason Sumchas allows an Erev of wine for a Nazir is that a Nazir can always be Shoel and annul his status as Naziris, then he'll be allowed to drink wine. But a person cannot annul the status of Truma that the food has, nor can he change his own status from a Yisrael to a Kohen, obviously. And the reason he can't annul the status of the Truma is because during Ben Hashmash, that would involve some sort of Issei D'Rabbanan, which you're not allowed to violate during Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara says that Sumchus, who holds that we need something that works for the individual making the Erev, aligns with the Mishnah that says that the measurement of a kmitza for a Karban Mincha, and the measurement of a handful for Kedaris, and the measurement for a cheekful for the Issei of drinking Yom Kippur, and the measurement for two meals worth of an Erev, are all measured Lefi Mashahu Adam, based on the individual involved in that particular halacha. At first, the Gemara assumes that Sumchus and the Mishnah we just quoted are against Rav Shimon Elazar, who hold that L'raftam Besud Ben Nishal Kol Adam, that we measure a glutton's Erev by average size meals, and not based on his individual appetite. The Gemara, however, points out that a glutton's eating habits are so far outside the norm that Batal Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. We ignore his personal habits in favor of the habits of regular people. L'Kohen Beves Hapras. Although Sumchus required that the Erev be usable for the person making it, he would agree that a Kohen can have an Erev in a Beis HaPras, which is Tamei Midrabanan, since there are two ways that even a Kohen is allowed to go into a Beis HaPras. First, Menafeich al Beis HaPras V'hol. A person can blow away dirt, uncover any loose bones, and walk through the Beis HaPras. And second, Beis HaPras should need Ashtar. A Beis HaPras that has already been trampled is Tar, so the Kohen can access the Beis HaPras if other people have already walked all over it. When Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that a Kohen can have an Erev in a cemetery, he holds that a Kohen can access a cemetery by going B'shidat Tevel Migdal, inside a box or a closet of some sort. And this assumes that the bottom of a moving box will stop the tumah from entering, which assumes Oel Zarek Shmei Oel, that even a moving partition forms a valid Oel that can stop tumah. This is subject to a Machlokas Tanaim, where Rebbe holds Oel Zarek Lav Shmei Oel, a moving partition does not stop the tumah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds Shmei Oel, that it does prevent the tumah from entering, even though it's a moving partition. That's the basic Chazara of Erev and Daf Lamed.